You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Government officials and relatives have unveiled a memorial in the Netherlands to the nearly 300 victims who were killed when a passenger plane was shot down by a missile over conflict-torn eastern Ukraine. The ceremony took place on the third anniversary of the tragedy amid new revelations and international appeals to Russia to support a criminal investigation into the disaster. Stefan Boss reports.
More than 2,000 relatives gathering here in Vijfhuizen Park near Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam for a somber ceremony. They remember that 298 passengers and crew were killed when a Malaysia Airlines airplane was shot down during what should have been a routine flight from Schiphol to Kuala Lumpur on July 17, 2014. Dutch King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima, as well as other government officials, attended the ceremony to dedicate a new memorial to those who died. Most of the passengers were Dutch, but there were people of 17 nationalities on board the Boeing 777, including Australians, Britons, Malaysians and Indonesians. A total of 298 trees have been planted in the shape of a green ribbon, one for each of the 283 passengers and 15 crew. Organizers call it a living memorial and memorial forest. The trees will be surrounded by sunflowers, which bloom in July and will radiate a golden glow over the site. Evert van Seidveld lost his 18-year-old son, 19-year-old daughter and parents-in-law in the tragedy.
In het herinneringsbos, in het amfitheater met voor u het gedenkteken.
In this amphitheater, you see the memorial forest. In the middle of the wall of this memorial, you see an opening, he says, that allows sunlight to shine through. Our loved ones, together, went on a journey on July 17, 2014, and this memorial forest symbolically unites them again, he adds.
Weer opnieuw bij elkaar gebracht.
The ceremony was held amid reports that Russia closed airspace up to 16 kilometers high in a nearby region on the eve of the tragedy. An international investigative team concluded last year that the Russian-made Buk missile system that was used to down the airliner had been brought into Ukraine from Russia shortly before it was shot down and then quickly smuggled back to Russia afterward. It said the missile was fired from a field in separatist-held territory. But during a religious ceremony held near the field, pro-Russian separatists denied wrongdoing. We demand an objective investigation into the circumstances of this accident, says municipal official Alexei Shvitke. The junta in Kiev has to be held accountable for all those who died. Australia has now urged Russia to cooperate with new moves to prosecute suspected perpetrators who brought down the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine. But 3 years later, the investigation is far from being concluded. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.